Present the 26th episode in the Green Valley Line, the story of a backcountry railroad in the early years of the 20th century. As we open this chapter, we realize that the dreams of old Pop Harkness are about to come true. Through the capable management and determination of young Bill Reed, the Green Valley Line is about to pass from the early phase of its history and take its place among the modern railroads of America. As we look forward to the second phase in the story of the Green Valley Line, Bill Reed and Cary Graham also are on the threshold of a new life. The adventure of matrimony with its hopes and its fears, its wonders and its mysteries lies ahead. And so our story will shortly pass to a wider and more colorful stage. Meanwhile, the curtain is rising for this episode. Bill Reed and his fiancée are talking of the future. Let's see what they think about it.
Oh, gosh, I was nearly asleep.
Nearly? You've been sound asleep the last 5 minutes.
Sorry. What time is it?
Time to start back. There's 72 coming down the hill.
Good Lord, so it is. Well, let's go.
A minute or two. First, you've got to tell me that big news you were talking about. I must say you're a nice person to be engaged
to. Why, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing. If we come out to talk about something important, and you promptly flop down and go to sleep.
I'm sorry, Cary. I guess I was pretty tired.
It's all right, Bill. But what was it you had to tell me?
Well, first, it's about the Martin house.
What?
You know, the new bungalow Martin built on the bluff.
Yes.
Don't you like it?
Why, of course. I think it's the prettiest house in Morristown, but you don't mean that...
Sure. Martin doesn't want it now. His wife isn't going to live here, so I've got an option to lease it. That is, if you'd like to live there.
Oh, yes, I'd love it, but... Oh, but there's plenty of time, Bill.
Now, see here, Cary. What's the use of us drifting along like this?
We've only been engaged 3 weeks.
And that's plenty. I've got the license.
What?
Sure. We'll be married on Thursday.
Bill.
Without anybody knowing it. We'll sneak off to the coast for a week, and then...
Bill Reed, are you crazy?
Yes. Only about you.
But I haven't any clothes.
You what? You've been talking clothes for the past 3 weeks. Gosh, what do you want clothes for?
Bill, it isn't decent to go racing off like that. Besides, why should we be so secretive about it? It isn't fair to the Morristown people. Oh, they'd be awfully disappointed.
Now, see here, the Morristown folks are all right, but they don't come into this.
Of course, Bill, I'll do anything you say, but oh, we could have had such a pretty wedding.
Yeah, with bridesmaids and all that stuff, I know. And me in a long tailcoat or something.
Bill, you'd look awfully handsome in a morning coat.
Yes, with gray spats, I suppose.
Of course. They're so distinguished, darling.
Oh, jumping catfish. Picture me in spats and a top hat. Why, I'd never hear the end of it around here.
Well, of course, if you're going to be unpleasant about it, there's nothing more to be said.
See here, Cary, I'm not going to stand for any of that stuff.
Mr. William Reed takes a determined attitude.
Yes.
That's right. Go ahead and lay down the law. I might as well start to get used to it.
You quit that. Well, let's start quarreling now.
Oh, I'm not quarreling. I'm just giving in grace.
Well, anyhow, just give me a break this time, Cary. I tell you, I simply couldn't have faced that sort of a wedding.
All right, Bill.
Yeah, that's lots better. Now, here's the dope. You listening?
Uh-huh.
We're going to be married Thursday at 3 o'clock. We won't tell a soul but Uncle Merrick.
Oh.
Oh, he knows already. I talked it over with him.
Pretty soon, I'm going to dislike Uncle Merrick.
No, you're not. Nobody ever dislikes him. You know that.
All right. Go on and tell me the rest.
Then we're going to hook up the private car and the old 1010 for a fast run over the West End.
Mm-hmm.
Clear track and rights over all trains.
Oh, Bill.
Spider McGee and Rube Porter will be on the engine.
Oh, how lovely.
And we'll be in San Francisco next morning.
Uh-huh. And then?
Well, I figure on a couple of days in the city.
Oh, yes?
I've got to see the Midwest Pacific about a couple of engines they have for sale. Say, Cary, if I can beat them down to my
engines?
Price...
Engines?
Yeah.
On our honeymoon?
Huh?
Just you listen to me, Bill.
Oh, here, hold on now. You see, you'll have to get some clothes.
Oh, yes,
and...
of course, I forgot that. There's a lovely place, I believe it's on Gary Street. Rather expensive, but...
Sure, I know. It would be. Well, I'll give you a big fat check, and you can run as wild as you want to.
Oh, Bill, how splendid.
Sure. Then we'll have 3 or 4 days up at Yosemite.
Oh, grand.
And then back to the old job again.
Oh, it sounds wonderful, but Oh, but you'll have to tell Spider.
Sure, I'll fix it. Nobody will get onto it till we're out of town. How's that, huh?
Whatever you think best, darling.
Fine. Now let's go.
Oh, no, darling.
Fine. Now let's go.
Oh, no, not just yet. Let's sit still just for a minute. I want to think about it. Doesn't it seem wonderful, sitting here looking down in the old Green Valley?
How do you mean, Carrie?
I mean, it's rather strange. We're just at the beginning of a new life. Not only you and me, but the old Green Valley, too. In a week or so, it will all be so different.
Do you mean with the passengers and sleepers running through Morristown?
That's it. I want to get a picture of it for the last time, just as it's always been since I was a little girl. Mm.
You think a lot of this little old streak of rust, don't you?
Oh, of course. You see, our lives are so interwoven with it, Bill. And to me, the Green Valley seems to have a real personality, like a living thing.
Uh-huh. Well, it's just another railroad to me.
And yet I think you'll grow to feel the same way about it. That's what I'm hoping, Bill.
Huh? Oh, maybe. Come on, let's go.
How is Mr. Harkness this morning, nurse?
Much better, Miss Carey. But he's none too strong yet. Dr. Wayne said you mustn't stay more than 5 minutes.
All right, I'll remember.
Right this way.
Hello, Bob.
Hello there, Carey. Why, come on in. Sit right here where I can see you.
Oh, it's just wonderful to see you. And how are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good since I talked to young Bill this morning.
To Bill? You don't mean that he's been here?
Sure, sure, he can. He told me all, yeah. He told me all the big news.
Oh, you mean he told you everything?
Well, I reckon so. You know, I've been chuckling to myself all morning about the way they handled that there meeting. And about the mine deal and the new plans for the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
But the best news of all, Carrie, is that you and young Bill's getting hitched up. Yes, sirree. This here's the happiest day in my life.
Oh, thanks, Papa. I'm happy, too.
Hold on a minute. I got a little present for you.
Oh, Pop.
You remember the diamond bracelet you always admired so much?
You mean the one that Mrs. Harkness used to wear?
Sure. That's the one. Yeah. I got it right here under the pillar. Just a minute.
Oh, but listen, you mustn't. I couldn't think of accepting it. I know how much it means to you. Oh, really, I...
Hold on now, hold on. You don't know a thing about it. Sadie thought a whole lot of you, Carrie.
Yes. I loved her too, Pop. I thought she was the most beautiful woman in the world.
Well, I reckon you weren't so far out at that now. Now, listen.
But I couldn't take it, really.
Wait till I get through. You know, the night Sadie was dying, she said to me, Henry, take care of that diamond bracelet, and I want you to give it to Carrie Graham on her wedding day. So you see, Carrie,
yes.
You and me ain't got a darn thing to do with it.
Oh, Papa, I don't know what to say.
Gosh darn it, there ain't no call to say anything. And now, say, don't you start crying, either. First thing you know, you'll have me busting out. It's a nice thing, you crying on your wedding day.
All right, Papa, I won't. But it's the loveliest present I ever had.
Sure. My, Carrie. Do you mind the first ride you took in the cab in the old tent?
Of course I do.
Sure. You're just a little curly-headed mite in a green frock.
Yes.
I took and wrapped my slick around you and set you up on the fireman's seat. My gosh, and now you're getting married.
Time's up, Miss Carrie.
Well, all right. Now you better run along. Goodbye, Carrie, and good luck.
Goodbye, Pop.
Hey, Spider!
Yeah?
What
is it, big boy?
Got the 10-10 all fixed?
Sure. We're all set for the honeymoon special.
Yeah?
Rube's been working on her, and she's all signed up. Looking like a million.
Uh-huh. Look out, that hick fireman don't go spilling that there story.
I say it.
We gotta sneak out of town without anybody getting onto it, you see?
Oh, leave it to me. If Rube breathes a word about it, about that wedding, well, I already told him what I'd do if he spills it to anybody. Say, you coming in for a bite of lunch?
No, you've gone in and eat.
Okay, see you later.
Thank you.
Hey there, Abby.
Wow.
What do you got for today?
Oh, hello, Spider. What's
doing? Ain't you working out at the mine spur anymore?
No, we laid off for a couple of days. Got a mighty important job. Say, what do you got to eat?
Well, we've got some nice steak and onions.
Oh, fine. Shoot me out an order and hurry up about it.
Okay, steak and onions.
Steak and onions.
And say, what's going on, Spider? Old Ten Ten's all shined up like there was going to be a wedding or something.
A wedding? Hey, listen now.
Yeah.
Hey, who's been... Say, was Rue Porter talking?
Sure.
Well, say, if that guy's been spilling anything, I'll kill him. And don't you go to talking either.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't see what there is to get so excited about.
Excited? Oh, me? Oh, I ain't excited. It's just a...
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of hot today, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's your steak and onions.
Yeah, thanks. Hello, Abby.
Hello.
Where's Ma Flint?
Hello, Abe. She's busy. Want to see her?
Yeah. Say, heard any news? There's something going on. They got the old Ten-Ten all chained up, and they're looking around to drive a car.
Sure. I was just talking to Peter about it.
You were?
I asked him if there was going to be a wedding or something.
Well, what did he say?
And say, he got all excited.
Do tell.
Told me to keep my mouth shut.
Well, I'll be darned.
My goodness, you know, I never go talking around, Abe.
Uh-huh. A wedding. Gosh darn it, I got it. It's a wedding.
Now, don't you go and say I told you.
Okay. I'll see you later, Abby.
Old Trent, Mr. Reed, the train's awaiting.
Oh, that's fine. Well, so long, Uncle.
Oh, Bill, look at the people coming.
What? Why, jumping fishhooks, all Morristown turning out. Now, how in blazes did they get to know?
You better hurry up, Bill. Get out to the train quick.
All right, I sure will. Come on, Cherry, I'll hurry. Goodbye, Uncle.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. We'll write to you.
Hey, Bill, young Bill. Hey, wait a minute. Wait up.
Sorry, Abe, you look out now. Give him the highball, Brennan. Bye, Uncle.
And as the green lights of the honeymoon special fade in the dusk of evening, the young superintendent and his bride are away on the long trail. The trail that is always new. Tune in for episode 27, the opening chapter in the second phase of the Green Valley Line.